Yeah, it was a good tough game, you know, especially coming off Adelaide and on the road. And, you know, I thought Tommy was outstanding there at the start, and then Dre was, you know, was really good tonight. That was he wasn't forcing the ball at all, and it was a good, tough, hard game that we need to go into the playoffs. Well, I've been telling them all year I'm going to play them together, but I never have. I've done it in practice. So I kind of said, well, let's take that out of my hand and start them. So I've got no excuse then at all. So, you know, they're a good combination. They're great teammates. They set great screens for their teammates. They're unselfish and they play the right way. And, you know, and it's... We're trying to get Sean back through with his illness and trying to get him going, He played a real good game, Adelaide, and I was confident where he's was heading direction. So this game really gave us an opportunity to get that chemistry on court, and they certainly had that.
Did you see enough from Matt and Tom together that you might look to it over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, without a question. Yeah, no brain. I think everybody in the arena seen how good they were playing together. So, yeah, it'd be crazy not to. Yeah, without a question. Sean's, you know, by his standards, he's probably been down below par for about four or five games. And you could see just the extra bounce and the step in the lead up to this weekend. And look, he got minimum minutes at the start, but showed you how much true profession he is. And even the last thing, I throw him in there 4 seconds and he gets the out-of-bounds play and gets a score. He's just the ultimate professional, and I'm happy that, you know, he played well.
You touched on Dre's game there. What does that do for his confidence going into the postseason?
Yeah, we talked about it after Friday night. I think a couple of boys yelled out, you know, getting Dre only 6 shots, it's not good enough. I think we worked really hard to get him the ball at the right spots, and he wasn't forcing it. When it wasn't there, he was kicking the ball out, and, you know, and... There was a couple of passes there. It was just Wildcats basketball. He was on the end of it and making the play. So it's a good sign that you know, Dre gets a double-double and leading him into the playoffs.
Do you think that might have been his best game since he did?
Yeah, I think one of them. I think he started with a couple of good ones. But just numbers, I don't know. Probably Wade would have a better idea of that. But look, he's been our leading rebounder all year, and the last couple of games of you know, getting up there in the... In the 20s, it's great.
Is Jermaine okay? Handling a little bit differently.
Yeah, look, he just one of those games that, you know, it's, sometimes it's hard as a coach that you come into a game that it doesn't really matter. You're trying to get one eye on next week. But look, it wasn't he didn't have a great game, although at the end, he dropped the three and got to the line. When the pressure comes, that's when he usually cream rises to the top. But, that gave us a good opportunity to run some other guys.
He's okay physically?
Yeah, yep.
Cairns is locked in for you guys now. Jerem, is it nice to know who you've got? It's been a bit of a guessing game over the past few weeks with the big Cairns and New Zealand.
Yeah, see how everything lands. So it's Cairns have played well, you know. They've you know, had a good year and good win today on the road. So we match up real well and probably match up better than any other team in the league. So... We're quite happy and we'll prepare well.
You guys have got a lot more experience than them in terms of playoff games. What kind of factor, if any, could that be in this year?
Yeah, look, it's a big, you know, the four teams that got in there, I think any team can win it without a question. And we know that our best is capable of winning the championship, and we've seen glimpses of it, and, you know, last year's experience of the group going through, when the pressure comes, we know how to respond, and we're looking forward to doing that again.
It looks like a pretty compressed schedule, the Friday, then Sunday, then if necessary Tuesday. How much is your past sort of month, 6 weeks with that schedule that you guys had being on the road, how much is that looking good step for this?
Yeah, it was when that schedule came out, you know, 5 games in 10 days, you kind of balk at it and go, wow, and especially with the triple whammy of injuries we had with Greg, Matt and Ernest, and then Sean's sickness, and to play like we did all the way through and nearly, you know, cause an upset in Cairns at 3 games in 4 days was outstanding. That builds character, that builds resilience, and now we'll get fit and healthy and really give this thing a good shake.
Yeah, I mean, Matty's an absolute force down low, so I mean, it frees me up a little bit more to, get those little tip-ins and stuff, because there's a lot of focus on him. And, you know, we both passed the ball really well, and I think we showed that at the start of the game. To, you know, we got a lot of open looks, moving the ball well, and that was through everyone. You know, we're locked in, and it worked well. So, you know, it's a good combo. Love it.
Is it a bit strange being on the court with him at the same time? A lot of the time in practice, of course, sort of head to head.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, you got combinations that work, you know, all the way through, and you know, me and Matty are. You know, it's good that we do get along so well, and we know each other are going to be on the court, and you know, we both play that position really well, so it makes it easier knowing where the other person's going to be.
As this season's gone on, you've more and more confident to put shots up and sort of try to make a play when you get the ball. Do you feel more confident now that I guess the team has faith in you to make things happen?
I'm still learning. I've only been in the league for, this is my second year now, so it's still a learning process. And you know, as I go on more and more, that, you know, I will get more confident. But you know, the guys, they instill that into you. You know, when you've got the guys around you, you know, telling you to go for it, and knowing your capabilities, and it is a lot to do with confidence, and the guys just pump you up and let you know that you can handle it when you've got it. So go for it. Yeah, obviously, Adelaide was a bit disappointing. But this game here was to lock on and get focused for the finals. And, you know, we put it together at the end. At the start, we were very well. It's just cleaning those things up in the middle. And, you know, it's just focusing on the next game. And that's going to be Cairns, so it's going to be good.
You've spent a lot of time going up against Lee Burson especially. How have you found
the
balance with him over the last couple of years?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, he's obviously a vet. He knows what to do. He's got those little tricks and that, and it's just playing him solid, and reading the scout well, and knowing what they're going to do, and the coaching staff do a good job of putting it forward for us, and we've just got to make sure we touch on it and do the right things.
So, what's the feeling like within the team going into this series? Full confidence?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no need not to be confident. I mean, we're in the finals just like everyone else. It's a brand new season, so you can't look at it as, you know, they finished top. We are just as good, and we're going to play our best basketball in the finals, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
You've got the foot strapped up there, mate. Is there any grief there?
All good. Yeah, just a bit of soreness around, so yeah, it'll be fine.
Jake,
yeah.
What's the schedule for this week as far as...
Well, I think he might be tired. I think Sean made a great comment last week. He asked Tommy if he was tired on the weekend. Tommy said no. He said, well, you were walking around Perth with that diver's helmet on all last week, so he might have rolled it there. But
I slept a lot, though. I did sleep a lot.
Found half Perth could hear you. But, we'll obviously our recovery and get ready. We'll head out. Wednesday, so we'll have a good session on Tuesday and get ready for Friday.